Good afternoon, listeners. This is Rhonda Harrison with the Roadmap for Seekers. We're going to be doing readings from the Tree Angel Oracle today. This is in regards to trees that are in our nature, in our sacred earth. And I'm shuffling the cards, and I'm going to be taking callers. I'll have you set your intention. We'll take some deep breaths first, nice and easy, in through the nose and out through the mouth, and do that three times. If you have incense or sage or sweetgrass that you can burn now, do that. Just get in your mindset to set your intention that as to what your question is for the cards. There are 35 cards in this deck, so you can pick between 1 and 35, and just let me know which number of cards you want, and we'll do the reading. And I'm first going to start with Pam, who's called in. Hi, Pam.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Okay. Shall I ask a question, or do I just tell you what cards?
You're going to set an intention, like what your question is to the universe today, as to what it is you're seeking in your life, in your current life, you know, future life, you know, or in relationships, and just think of a number will come to you between 1 and 35, and tell me what number card you would like for me to pull from the deck that I just shuffled. Number 20. You receive the blackthorn tree, and it has a beautiful gentleman angel sitting to the left of the tree with a beautiful rainbow oracle around him, and a very small, tiny white flower that is blooming from the tree. And what I'm picking up from this is that you have something that you're building or looking into that you would like to expand on, and I'll give you some information on this card. It works. It's number 12. And the prayer that goes with this one is, the worst dangers in the world are hidden inside you. Become aware of your shadow. Fear is its only source of power. Let your heart glow. Clothe yourself in white light and heal the wounds. So, you know, that little white flower is showing you that you have light at the end of the tunnel of this struggle that you've been going through, and that, you know, it's time to not be afraid anymore, but to step out into your essence. And, you know, because this card keeps the secrets from attacking you, you know, and that type of thing, and it's calling you to take your heart and walk towards the black door or the black thorn tree. And it'll give you the strength that you need to enter into the shadow world. Over the past few centuries, Blackthorn was wrongly confused with the demonic forces. And that's not what it is. It's more about, you know, what it is we're struggling with to come forward with and to end, you know, so that it's not a fear anymore and that it's a positive rather than a negative. So I'd like you to close your eyes for a moment and take some nice in and out. And we're going to take a little journey in your mind to this sacred place that you have in yourself and in your presence. And I want you to focus on that there's a crystal that is clear and a crystal that is black tourmaline. And the clear one is the positive and black is the negative, just like the yin and yang. And what you're going to do is you're going to breathe in and push down those spheres into the black tourmaline, into the earth, so it can be changed into a positive. And then it's going to come shooting up through your feet and into your body and up your spine and into your mind and above you, up through the clear crystal, because it's going to clear it, transcend it, change it, and make it a positive rather than a negative. And a lot of times, you know, I encourage people to look up what they're afraid of and find an opposite word that's a positive, because a lot of times we go too far to the dark side or too far to the light side when we really should be in the middle of it. We have a blend of both the dark and the clear, so that we have enough, you know, knowledge to be aware of things that are in our presence, but not where they overwhelm us or take us over. So now just breathing in and out and feeling that beautiful energy of this beautiful angel with his rainbow over his head, through his over his body. And he's going to send you down this rainbow light into your crown chakra in the top of your head. And he's going to send it all the way down through your body as you breathe in and out, going into every cell, every molecule of your essence, and every part of your life, and bring light and calm and love into this present issue. And breathing in and out and in and out. Now slowly open your eyes and just stretch. You know, you've got a lot of inner victories coming to you, Pam. And you know, this is really looking good, that nothing can harm you with this light in your presence and in the shadows, because it lights up that darkness, so it's not so fearful. Is that helpful to you? Do you want to pull it out of the car?
Yes, no, that's very good. That I'll accept that. Thank you very much for the reading.
You're very welcome, and you can continue to listen to the show. I'm just going to be doing different cards and talking about Kuan Yin, which is another type of healer that
okay.
I work with. It's a compassionate mother.
Yes, thank you very much.
I really appreciate your calling in. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
And as we move forward into doing these tree angels, the Scots Pine has come up, and the Scots Pine is persistent and patient. Stamina is courage. Doubt evaporates in the fire of devotion, and the streaming love swells. Spiritual warrior has a single mind, a purpose far greater than the self. Pine is a pioneer, huge versatility in fulfilling its role. Siberian frost to the heat of the south, semi-desert or on steep mountain slopes, even in the salty air of the coastline, pines stretch out their distinct and steadfast branches as if they are open arms. The pine tree is a social tree. They produce pine cones containing seeds of high nutritional value. In forests, the pine mixes well with the other species and is the only tree allowed by the oak grow in immediate vicinity. Viking chieftains, like the mighty warriors of ancient Scotland, would not go to war or be buried without the presence of the pine angel. And really, pine itself is a warrior, the greatest of them all. Pine is bursting with purpose and perseverance. Within the right moment comes, it can equally be as patient as an angel or as decisive as a sword. Pine gives you clarity and adaptability, combined with an incredible creative urge. And just pine continues to help us move through life with its big abundance of love and nutrition for the world and for the individual. And it's very interesting, up here in Red Feathers right now in Colorado, we have certain pine trees that are, their cones are purple instead of green or brown like they do when they start out. And these are very vibrant purple, like a purple blossom in lavender. It's almost that color, and they're little tiny they almost look like a thistle, but they're not. They're the pine cone forming. And then as it gets bigger, it's a mixture of purple and green, to which is a sign of royalty and calm and growth. And that's what, you know, we need in this time that we're dealing with in this new age where everything's moving so fast. We need the steadfastness of the trees to be rooted into our prosperity, our abundance, our life form, our everyday life, so that we are very grounded in the earth and not so flighty or light that we just get bounced from pillar to post when the wind blows, so to speak. And this way, you just stay in a nice, steady, firm state where you really enjoy what's going on and what's happening in your presence. And if callers want to call in, you can call in at 1-347-838-9142, and I'll be doing readings all hour. And I have an individual from 85 Sigma Code. Hello, listener. This is Rhonda Harrison.
Hi, how are you?
Hello. I'm good. What's your first name?
Laura.
Dora? Oh,
Laura.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I have a deck of tree angels, and you can pick between 1 and 35 as to the number that you would like me to pick, taking a nice deep breath in and out, and just come up with your intention, come up with where you feel, you know what it is you really want to ask, and a number's going to come to you. Can you tell me what number I need to pull from the deck, what number down in the deck you would like me to pull from?
25,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, and it's the Pipal tree, and its angel is sitting like in the middle of its trunk in a very nice yoga pose. And he's got a beautiful golden aura, and then he kind of sits like in the root system and is nice and red and very beautiful. And with this card, it calls to our calls to us to go within ourselves, empty yourself. No wishes, no plans, no fears, no fear, no future, no past, no hold on. In as everything breathes, and pulse as the universe pulses. Breathe to your soul the beautiful essence of this enlightened being that is Buddha. And the tree, Bodhi tree, or tree of enlightenment, the Pawpaw tree, was already the most sacred tree in the Hindu tradition. A number of other tribes with older traditions shared the same view. The most divine essence of Brahma, the immortal, which no one can grasp, as it is being itself, can enter matter through this tree. This makes the Pawpaw an incarnation of the tree of life, giver of well-being, master of thousand songs, leader of the wise. The angel Pawpaw is an avatar who calls us to stop and meditate. This angel is a door to spiritual freedom, true inspiration and wisdom, even complete inner freedom that is enlightenment if possible. So now, Laura, just close your eyes for a moment and take a little journey with me to this beautiful gold light tree, the tree of life, that is offering to you very calm, meditative essence, so that you can move forward in life and in your present situations without any fear, expectations there, but just expecting that the divine is going to lead you into the finest divine good for you yourself. And as you're breathing that in and taking in that light, going in through your crown chakra comes these beautiful lotus blossoms that are golden, dripping down with the nectar of the lotus and over your aura, just making it very bright and very cool, very beautiful, and very at peace. You know, it's a divine spiritual potential within yourself and within nature that is going to really call to you at this time. And just be open to hearing what Spirit is trying to let you know on a moment-to-moment basis. Is that answering your question or your intention?
Yeah, that's good. Thank you.
Okay. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
All right. The listeners, just call in at 1-347-838-9142, and I'll be taking live calls from you to help you find out where you're at with these definitely very rooted, very loving pine trees, palm trees, yew trees, the blackthorn, and you just keep moving through them and with them and just bringing your essence into this time. And taking nice deep breaths, just imagine yourself taking a journey into the nice, calm meadow or ocean setting that you're in. Just breathing in and out and in and out. And as you sit there, you notice that there's a path through this meadow or in the ocean sand. And you start following it. You notice a beautiful sanctuary that is open to you to come into, that's calling you with the trees and the flowers and the animals in nature, and just keep moving forward towards it, holding it in your heart that you're very much in a calm, safe, sacred place, and breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth, just bringing them in nice and easy, and loving yourself, feeling the love of Kuan Yin and Mother Mary and all the archangels and angels in the universe, that they're in this sanctuary to meet with you, to see what you can do at this time to help yourself and to help others. And just keep breathing in and out and in and out. And I will continue to take callers for the rest of the hour, and you can just call in at 1-838-9142. Press 1 once, and I can see you in the queue. That way I can identify you easier, and I'll be identifying you by your area code, since I'll be just going directly live after I see you post that you're wanting to have a reading here on the Roadmap for Seekers. And the Roadmap for Seekers is very much about all this new information that's coming to us through the divine in many different shapes and forms and sizes and in books and in new journeys that we're taking. Just go on ahead and, you know, reach out, have yourself in the moment. You know, we're having a very response. So those of you that want to call in, just call in at 1-347-838-9142. And I'm going to put on a little bit of music so that you can sit and meditate and become more in at one with your spirit and yourself in the divine. Hello, listeners. This is Rhonda Harrison, broadcasting live from Red Feather Lakes, Colorado, high northern Colorado mountains. And I would love to have you call in at 1-838-9142-347 is the area code. 838-942. I've been having different entities come to me since the break, and one of them is a Scots Pine Angel, and it's persistent and patient, and is very, very strong in the spiritual work, clarity, adaptability. It gives us more of that, and it helps us with a creative urge and inspirations of walking your own path. The synthesis is one of Pine's greatest strengths as our directness and sincerity. So success is part of this tree oracle, and the Scotch Pine is very strong, he's very upright, he's very, you know, at ease, but still on point, you know, in regards to being a guardian. And then Archangel Raziel has come to me and says, use your God-given power and intention to manifest blessings in your life. Take back your power. And that's something that I think a lot of us are having a little struggle with in this day and age, is taking our power, being what we want to do. You know, and it talks about being a luminary, a sage, a wise one, a high priestess, a high priest, a wizard, supreme manifester. You know, with Raziel, you can manifest all kinds of abundance, strong realities for yourself, and pray for your intentions and ask for guidance and signs to shape your manifestation to the highest possible level. And Archangel Raziel's name means secrets of God, and this angel helps us understand the esoteric spiritual ideas, apply them in practical ways. We call upon Raziel to assist your alchemical work, to turn ideas into gold, to do that alchemy of, you know, blending dark with light and shadow. We've talked earlier today about other that are in our universe. And then there's Ivy that's coming forward and would like us to look at how, you know, they grow along the ground and on trees, and they take the sunlight that other leaves on the trees don't need, and they help cover the runes and the scars of the earth and just make it beautiful and tender. And the ivy is just really soft and very naturally, and it does feed from the tree to a point, never risks hurting the tree, and twines the stock market and the global corporations with a new way of being, part of this time of change that we're going through. It allows us to have a peerless readiness to serve the earth, selflessness, humility, loyalty, and modesty are Ivy's gifts. And for Frodo is coming up into the picture. And, you know, that's from Lord of the Rings. And he was very much a loyal and devoted follower. And he had lots of rewards for doing this. So in society, that only recognizes wealth and position in the pecking order, it's particularly important men and women to heed the medicine of ivy, and also precisely this medicine that is indispensable for the healing of the planet. It's time to change our way of thinking, decide on new ideals. And with that, I'm going to take another short break and give you some time to take a call at 1-407-382. To hear from you, to hear where you're at with your type of lifestyle and what's happening in your part of the world. This broadcast goes out over to 138 country, please give us a call. Answer your question, and Angel will help you in the situation. Beings and knows exactly how she's doing those things. And I'm just asking that you call in at 1-347-838-9142. And next week we'll have Natalie Cruz Corandara from Lakewood, Colorado, who has Strawberry Healing Center in Lakewood and does a lot of ceremonies and healings and rituals. And I just encourage you to keep doing, you know, you're coming in to listen to the show. Press follow so that you can get an update on the shows that are coming up. Next Friday on Searcher's Roadmap will be Ishira Luna Lakshmi from India, who's going to be sharing with us about the star seeds and goddess energy and the different goddesses that are showing up today in our lives as we move, where it's more about healing and mothering the earth and the children of the earth. Just keep coming forward to us so that we have more to shine forward. We have so many blessings that are being bestowed upon us. Come and share what blessings are going on with you and how your life is changing in this ever-changing moment that we have here on this earth at this time that is moving so quickly. See what angel is trying to come in now. It's Archangel Azrael. He says, your loved ones in heaven are doing fine. Let go of worries and feel their blessings and their love for you. Just take that in and just really hold on to that, knowing that your family members, your friends, your companions, your partners have come forward to say, you know, we're on this other side, but we know what's going on with you, and we're pretty much in love what you're doing and how you're doing it. Just continue to put your best foot forward and move forward in this time. And again, I'll say, you know, you can call in at 1-347-838-9142. You know, I'd like to help you with getting an answer to your question from the divine, from the trees and the archangels. And, you know, they're just very beautiful. And right now here, the next tree that's coming up to me is aspen. And it grows microorganisms where they're all connected and they're a community. And if one gets ill, it tends to affect a majority of them. And so just continue to reach out and have that be in your life, with it being a microcosm and realizing that we're all interconnected with one another on this planet, in spirit, in soul, in movement. Right now the trees are quaking outside, and it's like they're waving their hands saying, hello, hello, come on into the circle. Hang out with, be with us. We would love to help you learn to be a sense of community and pride coming forward. Also, on the week of the 20th and 21st, the 20th on the Roadmap for Seekers will be Daniel, the multifaceted healer and intuitive and Reiki master. He is absolutely amazing. He will be taking live calls from people. The other show that week will be with Patty Turner from Sacred Earth Foundation, who the following week will be having a dance on the land at the Sacred Earth Foundation. And if you'd like more information about that, you can go to Patty Turner on Facebook. And with that, I have a caller in queue, so I'm going to answer that call. Good afternoon, caller.
Oh, hi.
Hello, what's your name?
My name is Tonetta.
Tonetta? Tonetta,
yes.
I'm pulling from the tree angel cards, and I was wondering what number you would like to pick between 1 and 35.
Between 1 and 35, did you say?
Did.
13.
13? That's a good lucky
yes.
number. And how are you doing in the area of the world that you live in?
I'm okay.
You're okay? You don't sound
yeah.
very solid on that answer. 5, 6, 7, 8.
I'm having a hard time hearing
10.
You.
You're having a hard time hearing me? It's
yeah.
my connection. Let me try to call back, and I'll be right back with you, okay?
Yes.
Okay, so just hang on. I'm going to try to call back in so I can get a clear line. They have a lot of experience,
mm-hmm.
and he's holding like a golden globe in his hand, but he's also got a golden globe of light coming down through his crown chakra and just enveloping him and you. Anything that's in his presence, he's beaming out this beautiful golden light
mm-hmm.
that is just amazing. And with this cedar of Lebanon, it's the king of the forest, and it's one of the very strong ones. It's concurrent with the beginning of so-called civilization, the rise of the city.
Mm-hmm.
And so cedar wood has been very prized because it's always been a very strong tree as far as building people's lives, helping people
mm-hmm.
you know, out and in of different areas in doorways and that type of stuff. And it says... there's no other tree has such magnificence. Even King Solomon treasured its wood for his legendary temple in Jerusalem.
Okay.
And it helps with foresight and helping you to see that you have a lot of integrity and a lot of will, and you're very, you know, your influence is very, you're very vastly, you know, what I want to say, experienced in
mm-hmm.
moving forward. And he's trying to tell you that he's giving you this strength to keep moving forward. It brings warmth to you like the sun, and it's in the constellation of Leo, so the lion protects the territory that you're in and doesn't trespass on lands of others. So you
right.
know, it's very proper
right.
in the way it comes up, and you know, it just really helps with embodying that true majesty that you
mm-hmm.
have and that you are entitled to, and it's encouraging you to continue in that majesty, to keep moving forward and to keep influencing people around you that, you know, they do have light, and for them
mm-hmm.
to see your light so that you can be that light in the dark, so that they can see a light at the end of the tunnel that's so vast right now in this new
right.
age. You know, and it has care and grace. It brings justice and power. You know, you,
okay.
you tend to have a very strong soul, and you grow and blossom and bear fruit right now and in the, you know, very present future. You know, things are coming into you and being more in the light. The more you're in the light, the better it gets. And, you know, so it's about not being blinded by the darkness and the illusion, but looking forward to the light that the cedar brings to you so that you can continue to move forward.
Okay.
Does that help?
Yeah.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just love doing this. Yeah, well, good. And I'm going to go to the next caller, but you can continue to listen. And if you want to rehear the broadcast, listeners, you can listen to it in the archives in about, 10 minutes after the show's done. And then I'm taking the next caller. And thank you. And the next caller's area code is 856. This is Rhonda.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. Whatever you can pick up, job-wise, relationship, whatever comes to you.
Job-wise, relationship, something. It's got to start
whatever
with it.
whatever comes to you.
Okay, well, let's see, you know, where you're at. A few deep breaths in and out. Kind of get settled in your area. If you have some incense, light some incense or some sage or some beautiful aromatherapy and just breathe in and out and feel the light and love of the universe and all of these different trees that come to us in this time. And while you're setting your intention, focus on what number comes up to you that you would like me to go so many cards down into the deck, and it's between 1 and 35.
Seven.
Okay. And tell me your first name again.
Rosemaria.
Rosemaria. Nice. 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, and it's the alder tree. And it's an older woman in her matriarch. And she's like moving energy with her left hand and making it go up the tree and then down into the earth and around her. And I'd say that, you know, that's how it's moving around you, is it's coming from the divine above and coming to you throughout nature, through your feet. You know, if you walk in the grass and get out in the wilderness or out in, you know, nature, you can feel that. And it's talking about or it's telling me that you're having new tears fall into the stream, but there's a warm, loving hand that's touching your eyes and your scars and your heart and becomes a star in heaven. So all your pain is being transferred into the star world and the star seeds, so that you have many, many, many connections out there that love you and hold you and really want you to know that your emotions and your empathy and acceptance and forgiveness are very deep and they are very comforting to you, and that you're in a very good place where your old pains and healing scars from the past are now dissolving because of this new time and how everything is changing, that you are no longer held by your past. You're in this new age and in this new time of replenishing yourself, you know, like how a star starts out small as in the galaxies and then become brighter and brighter as it grows. That's what's happening with you, is you're growing pretty quickly and you're going into a very divine place of healing, where you can let your past pains and problems and cords and hooks that are in you to go now. You don't have to hang on to any of that, and nothing generationally has to hang on to you, because we're in a new age of finding out who we really are in our soul so that we can move forward in this enlightened time and be more spiritual beings rather than just physical beings trying to make a living. And so it's really encouraging you to go into your spiritual side and into your heart chakra and just taking that and just moving with it and breathing into it a beautiful green light like the Archangel Raphael uses. It's emerald green. So if you can close your eyes for a minute and take a little journey with me, let's do some deep breathing, and you breathe into your heart chakra and get that emerald energy going very big and very strong to where it envelops you like in a big bubble. And that's your safety zone, and that's your zone of learning from the divine and hearing the divine, that up until now, I think that you weren't sure if it was really you hearing, you saying it, or if it was the divine. And now it's very prominent that it's the divine, and that there's as many answers as there are stars in the sky to any question, any problem. There's a lot of different avenues that you can take, and for you to be open to having people show up in your life that are going to help you move forward in this very beautiful time of healing. And you know, if you have aromatherapy available, or you can get to essential oils, you know, rosehip would work really nicely, or frankincense, and just really breathe that in and let it cleanse you from your core. And I think it would really help. Did that answer your question?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Very good. And, you know, you have a very divine day. Would you like to pick another card?
Sure, if I'm
for another
to,
intention?
You can pick it for me, if you like.
Okay, I'll pick one for you. I'll just let the divine reach out here and touch me, okay? It's kind of like reach out and touch me. You know, like the commercial used to be. Oh, and this one is from the Archangel Michael. And it says, remember who you are. You are powerful, loving, and a creative child of God. You are very loved. All the angels are there to answer your prayers and your requests, and they're asking you to please ask them for help, because they can't reach down and help you until you reach up towards them, and then they can take your hand and take you on this divine journey that you're getting ready to go on of healing and of changing your perception of yourself, and that you are very powerful and very important to the divine. You are here for a specific purpose in helping others to heal and to also spread your wings. Archangel Ariel is coming in and saying, don't hold back right now. The timing's perfect. You're ready to soar. Try those wings. You know, it's kind of like all the new little birds that are out there trying to learn how to fly. We have to try it, and, you know, it doesn't always work perfectly the first time. But after that, the more we do it, the stronger we get. And it's saying, just spread your wings and soar like the eagles, and just allow yourself to move with them.
Cool. Appreciate it. Sounds calming.
You're very welcome. And if you want to contact me again, you can reach me on the searchersroadmap at gmail.com or at hummingbirdhealingoils.com. That's my website, and I have different essential oils. And I'd highly suggest finding even jasmine, something very nice and floral and beautiful to open up those chakras in your senses so that
cool.
You're more aware of the divine's voice that you're hearing.
Cool. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome. May you have a very blessed day.
You too.
All right. Thank you. So, listeners, we've gotten a lot of messages from the angels. Hopefully this answers your questions as well. And we're coming closer to the end of the hour, but I still have time for more readings. Please call me at 1-347-838-9142. I'm here to answer your questions through asking divine how they want to show up as trees and angels and how they support us in our everyday life and what trees are in your nature and around you. You know, they each have a vital message. Blue spruce is coming up, and blue spruce is about taking up space and depth of the earth and to stream through the eye of the needle, the secret of living, penetrate each other above and below and create life. The meeting is perfect. There is no really wrong way to approach blue spruce. Blue spruce brings in a lot of creativity between heaven and earth. It has like an antenna for the cosmic forces to which we were just talking about. And the earth catches these forces with the help of trees and mirrors the harmony of the universe and the music of the spheres deep into the crystalline structures of the rocks, among other places. The spruce meditates between the worlds, or mediates between the worlds. And the blue spruce angel aren't particularly concerned with matters of human importance down here, so we can quickly feel lonely and abandoned in a spruce forest, in which case the only thing to do is to grow beyond your limitations and to breathe in the smell of that spruce and know that it takes you on a very beautiful journey to extend your personal boundaries and access entire realms. This is an opening into the universal harmonic culture and the Tao, which confers great integrity and power. Be worthy of it. We all are worthy of it. Reach out and have us be there with you. And if you call in, please press 1 so that I can see you in the queue. And you know, at 1-347-838-9142. This has been a beautiful journey today to have these angels come into our presence and to hold us in high regard, and that we've come to this earth in this time for a specific reason, specific healing, if it's in our family or if it's in our children, if it's in our extended families. Just reach out and realize that you don't have to be tied down by past shame, past secrets. It's time to let all that go and stand in the light of the divine and be washed in a very beautiful harmonic way that will give us a very beautiful time to just reach out and touch those who really want to be touched right now. And some of us, you know, are having a harder time with it because it's moving so fast and it seems so scary. And, you know, just rest in that, you know, a lot of the indigenous people right now are sharing their life and their hope with everyone. And, you know, it makes it more and more special for all of us who are in that limbo place. You know, we don't know, you know, where we're at in the yin and yang, or between the black tourmaline and the crystal tourmaline, or crystal, clear crystal quartz. And with that, you know, just taking in anything that you see that's negative about yourself and transcending it down into the black tourmaline and letting it change and reform itself and come back to you as a gift through the quartz crystal, coming up through your feet, going up your spine, into your root chakra, your sacral chakra, your solar plexus, your heart, your throat, your ears, your third eye, your crown, and up to the divine. And feel that love pouring down as if it's pouring out of an endless stream of lotus flowers coming down and touching you and enveloping you in that fragrance of the divine and the fragrance and love of all beings and all entities that are in the world. And with that, we're at the close of the show. I want you to please tune in tomorrow. I have Jean Slater from Hiring the Heavens that I'll be doing the interview with. She does very good readings and can tell you what angels that are working with you at this time and how to set up your committees of angels to work on problems that you feel so overwhelmed with, and they can take those problems and turn them into miracles and put people in your life that will help open the doors. And with that, you can reach me, Rhonda Harrison, at searchersroadmap@gmail.com, or Rhonda Harrison on Facebook, or Rhonda Harrison on LinkedIn, and I would be very honored to speak with you and do a one card reading for you to let you see what kind of work I can bring into your life. And with that, may you all be blessed and have a wonderful day.